morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time here, we welcome you to our worshiping community. I'm Carrie Dykes. I am the spiritual growth elder and the lay reader for today. We have Reverend Bob Kaiser leading our worship along with Rick Howe. We have a special service today, so it'll be very exciting. Tracy has an announcement.
Hi, folks. I'll be selling tickets after church today and next Sunday for the July 13th Red Wings game so we can get a group together. It is RPO and fireworks night, and it is a 6:05 game. I actually have the physical tickets, so when you sign up, I can give you your tickets, and you can actually pick your seats if you like. So see me after church. Thanks.
Are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, then let us worship God.
Jesus loves. It's a great way to begin. I bet you didn't sing it like that in Sunday school. So Tex Sample, a Methodist theologian from Kansas City, has written extensively about the connection between country music and religion, and he maintains that the country music comes closest to the really defining the human situation than any other medium we have. And so he's written, and people write things like this. As empty as the bubbles in my beer, all my life has been a failure. So there's these kind of poignant expressions that we hear in all the songs that Rick will be singing today. And then I'm going to be adding a biblical reflection. Hopefully you'll realize that the Bible also talks very deeply about our human situation and where we're at. So we're going to combine them, and all the hymns are hymns that might be sung at an old-fashioned tent service. So we hope you enjoy it and listen in. Rick.
Come on, huh? Okay. Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I'm so thankful, Lord, I know I should. Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying that I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand. Don't need fortune and I don't need fame. Send down the thunder, Lord, send down the rain. But you're planning how it should be. Plan a good day for me. Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying for you faithfully. I'm not saying that I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand. You've been the king since the dawn of time. All that I'm asking is a little less crime. It might be hard for the devil to do. It would be easy for you. Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying that I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand.
The psalmist, picking up on the theme that Rick was just singing about, declares, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it together." And wouldn't we all like to wake up tomorrow morning with that kind of thought? Some of us were talking just before the service, and I know the children's time is about hope. So how are we hopeful people in a kind of a world that doesn't always look so hopeful? We have to get up tomorrow morning. We have certain things to do. If you're retired, you know you're busy. If you're working, you're busy. If you're a parent, you're busy. So how do we find this experience that Rick is singing about, to feel that life is really good? We have choices to make each day, every day. But the thing we want to hear throughout these songs is that as we make these choices, as we decide which way we're going to go, how we're going to treat other people, that God is there for us. And that's the whole basis for really the words of the psalm. I encourage you to really start tomorrow morning by saying, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it instead of getting up grumbling about another day, another Monday. So that's the challenge for today, that life is good and God is there for each and every one of us. We sing our first hymn. Reading from Habakkuk. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. Their strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hand is in the righteous, so justice is perverted.
When I was a kid, Uncle Remus would put me to bed with a picture of Stonewall Jackson above my my head. And Daddy would come in and kiss his little man with gin on his breath and a Bible in his hand. We'd talk about honor and things I should know. He staggered a little as he went out the door. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak tree. Those winds, boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Nothing makes a sound in the night like the wind does. But you ain't as scared when you're washed in the blood like I was. Smell a Cape jasmine through the window screen. John R. and the Wolfman kept me company by the light of the radio by my bed, with Thomas Wolfe whispering in my head. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak tree. Those winds, boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? When I was in school, I ran with a kid down the street. I watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. But I was smarter than most. I could choose, learn to talk like the man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak tree. Those winds, boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? So what do you do with good old boys like me?
When I was reading from the book of Habakkuk, I thought I was reading the morning newspaper when it says, why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are all before me. There is strife and conflict abounds, and the law is paralyzed. It does sound too contemporary. One of the things I appreciate about country music is it's not like a Hallmark movie that some of us watch. It's more realistic, and it's really honest. And these people who wrote this song are obviously going through some tough times and tough days in their life. And so they're singing about, what are they going to do? What is God going to do with a person like me? I'm not a saint. I'm not maybe even a good guy. I've had my ups and downs. And so what are you going to do with me? And that's the big question, isn't it? Do you ever say that to yourself after you've had a bad day? What is God going to do with me? I mean, here I am. I haven't treated other people exactly the way I'd like to. The world isn't exactly the way I want it. So what is God going to do with me? How is he going to treat me? And the remarkable thing is that God is always there, taking care of us and understanding who we are and why we're acting the way we do. And it's not an accident that in almost every Christian worship service, there's a time for a prayer of confession. Because I think at the end of the day, I always think at the end of the week, you need to come to church to put the past behind you and try to find the strength for the week that's ahead. And so we have this time of confession to kind of share, and first in a liturgy and then in a moment of quiet, just what it is in our lives that leads us to say sometimes, God, what are you going to do with me and my life? I've got arthritis, I've got this, I've got kids, I've got all these things. God, what are you going to do with my life?
Please join me in reading the prayer of confession printed in your bulletin. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. I am here to tell you today that God has forgiven you. Please get up tomorrow morning with that hope that Reverend Kreiser spoke of earlier, and know that with God's grace, you are forgiven. Amen.
Am I on? Oh, good. Good morning. Oh. You all look like I feel. That's okay. When I was asked a long time ago to cover and do this story this morning, and then when I saw the bulletin, and I'm like, hope. How do you explain hope to children? And we always make like birthday wishes, don't we, when we blow out our candles? And so wishes and hopes are a lot the same. But hope is like hoping that everything good is going to happen. And there's stories, a lot of stories in the Bible about people who lost their hope. They couldn't even make a good wish. They didn't even know how to hope for something good to happen. And one of them was Noah and his family and the people around Noah's time. But Noah had faith, but his family didn't have as much faith and as much hope as he had. And Noah built his ark, and he did everything the Lord asked him to do. And it rained, and it rained. We don't know what that is, do we, those days? And it just kept raining. And Noah's family was getting very, very scared. And they were losing their hope. And they said, it's got to stop. And even when the rain stopped, they couldn't see any land. It was scary. And they didn't know what to do. They were like, God forgot all about us. He's not going to save us. What are we going to do? And God told Noah, send out a dove. send out a bird and see if they bring anything back. Did it the first time the bird never came back. And then he sent out another dove, and the dove brought back an olive branch, so they knew there was going to be some hope. There had to be dry land somewhere, but it was still days and days. And finally, the ark just stopped. It hit land, and it stopped. And what was the first thing Noah did? Do you know what he did the first thing he got off the boat? He built an altar so he could say a prayer to God of thanksgiving. And what did God send Noah? Do you remember? God gave Noah, he sent Noah and the world and his family a rainbow. And that rainbow was a promise. And the promise of no matter how bad things get, God is always going to be with you. God is always going to be there and keep his promise. And so we can always have hope, even when it's hard to imagine. So can we say a little prayer? Okay. God, thank you for knowing, for letting us know that you are always going to be with us, and we always have reason for hope. Amen.
The first reading today is from John chapter 8. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, you are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one.
Praise
I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
When I was just starting out in my ministry, I would go out in my first church and go call on elderly people. And then I'd come home and say to Marilyn, I hope when I'm their age, I'm not as depressed as they are. And yet, guess what? I find myself sometimes just as discouraged and just depressed by what's going on in our world today as back then. I certainly, as you, as those who know me, I'm not happy with the migrant situation. I don't want to build walls. I want to build bridges. Lots of different things, but thankfully there is this light, and that's kind of what makes all the difference in the world. Hank Williams said, I wandered so aimlessly filled with sin, and Jesus came as a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. And if you know anything about Hank Williams, his life was not really that of a saint. He had alcohol problems, physical issues, and so he was searching. And if you can imagine yourself traveling along 490 in a busy way, thinking about all things in your life, and all of a sudden you see this light, and you remember that there is one who comes, who says, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. I have come to be the light of the world. And maybe that, again, picking up on what Cam was saying, this brings you some hope in this world. And it's, I think, what we need to really remember, that we have this tremendous friend in Jesus, who does really share with us in remarkable ways and can be kind of, I think, the one who empowers us, enables us, and engages us in the way that we are to go. So each of us in our own way, we're searching for that light, and we ought to be thankful that we have Jesus to show us the way. Thank you.
The next reading is James chapter 4, one verse, verse 8. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
I am weak, thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Safely home to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Sometimes you feel the Spirit, and I kind of hesitate to talk right now, but thank you, Rick. The book of James says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. And this is one of my favorite all-countries songs, because it does kind of think of the opportunities we have to be close. No one knows where this song really began. It has its roots in the Civil War, and then in the last century, in New Orleans, it became part of the traditional New Orleans funeral service, where you went to the funeral, the cemetery, singing this song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and you left with the saints go marching in. And if I might add a personal note here, as I was sitting here, I just remembered sitting here while my youngest son at that time in his teenagers, Lon, played Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and then moved into the saints go marching in. And it's the kind of feeling we need to have in our time, I think. It really opens our doors if we think about how close God is to us and what can it mean for us. And so as we come to the time of prayer, we need really to think about God coming close to us. We're going to be praying for people in the congregation who maybe have some issues. We're going to be praying for people who are hungry and sick. We're going to be doing all these things. And in the midst of that, I think and hope we're going to be thinking to ourselves, there's a God who walks close with us and shares with us and knows all that we're going through. So with that in mind, what are your prayers for today? Any prayers of concern?
Like prayers for a very good friend in Florida whose husband is starting chemo and radiation for throat cancer, and now their 8-year-old grandson is having a biopsy done on Tuesday for a tumor in his leg. So it's really, really bad down there right now. Thank you.
Gretchen Green, listening to that particular song, and the message of hope. As a lot of you know, my son and his family have been going through some very difficult times. My daughter-in-law now is moving into the more advanced stages of dementia. She, right at the moment, both her daughters are home, one is 18 and one is 21, and so when my son's at work, they are trying to take care of her. And I just pray for some sort of hope for them. I don't know what kind of hope that could be, but just feeling that God's presence is with them, I'm sure would be very comforting, and that's what I ask for. God's presence and comfort in this difficult time. Thank you.
Thank you. Heather Pym, I asked for a few prayers for friends of mine. First one, a longtime friend, Bonnie. Her husband has MS. He's had it for years, but he's taken his, he's had a fall and broke his collarbone, and he's in Monroe Community Hospital, but he's probably, they're looking at nursing home, at home care, and she just can't do it anymore. I ask for prayers for her. Also a friend who just lost his dad, and just prayers for the family, just to see God's love and togetherness through family. Thank you.
Jim Poole. First of all, I would like to thank Reverend Kaiser and Rick for a whole different way of a spiritual awakening, I think. I've always liked country music. Now maybe I won't be looked down upon. But there's always words in there, and I feel this morning that I've had a spiritual lesson that I needed for today, and I thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Jan Buettner, just sitting here. I didn't do it. I'll try again. Just sitting here listening to all of this, and I'm thinking, you know, my kids are up in the north part of Maine somewhere, and I'm very concerned about them because I haven't heard anything from them for days. And you know why? Because I think they don't have cell reception. They can't be posting pictures on Facebook. They can't be texting, and I'm thinking, what did we do years ago when we didn't have that, you know, to stay connected with people? We had prayer, and we still have prayer, and we put those we love in God's hands, and we know that the Lord brings us hope and every day and sees us through with what it is we ever, whatever it is we need to face, and we don't ever have to worry about things, really, because live in the moment, and the Lord is there with you. So, thanks. That's all I wanted to say. So, Gary, don't screech me out there. I'm going to hand it over to this guy, so you know if you screech him out, he's really going to come after you.
Please sit down. Dick Kern, and I just wanted to say how much I appreciate this session today. This country music has always been my favorite. It has such a real-life message always, and these old hymns, I've been begging to be heard and get a chance to sing for some weeks now. So this has been one wonderful Sunday for me. Thank you. Where are you?
Paula Souza. I just ask prayers for my 82-year-old neighbor who fell last week. She broke her shoulder and her pelvis and went into the hospital and now has pneumonia on top of that. So Marge needs lots of prayers. Thanks.
Kate Stanford, just prayers of thanks for a safe journey to and from North Carolina. And I ask prayers for my friend Pam, who I went to visit, who was recently diagnosed with fibromyalgia, RA, and chronic fatigue syndrome, that God just be with her during this time.
So I'd like to thank Rick. I'm not actually a big country western fan, but when we get invited to these services, I always say to Rick, we're going someplace, and he'll send me 8 or 10 songs that he knows, and I pick out 4 or 5 that I feel can be are appropriate, and I've come to really appreciate some of the songs, so I'm indebted to him for that. My knowledge of country music has increased because of our conversations. So, and I'm also keenly aware that this is a month of lots of weddings, and I think a couple of you have been married maybe in this church at some time. So we want to pray for all those people. I myself, my wife and I had our 62nd anniversary yesterday, so that was a happy day. Thank you. And since I left Gates, I've served quite a few churches which have big farmers in them. I mean, farmers that have 3,000 cows. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the farmers of our area are really hurting at this time. Can't get work, can't get workers because of the immigration situation. Milk prices down. Everybody wants to use almond milk now, which isn't really milk, but that's another subject. So I think we need to remember people like that, those who are not working well or who are worried about their future, and to be thinking about them. Anything else? If not, let us pray together. Gracious God, we really brought a rainbow of concerns and joys to the table today. Be with those who are traveling, those who are going through health issues. We're thankful for those who are in partnership with someone else. Continue to bless them and guide them. Be with those who are hurting in our world, and may we reach beyond ourselves to think of those who are suffering from injustice and unfairness, and reach out, and we hope that as a great nation that has a history of caring about those on the sidelines, thinking of the Statue of Liberty, we pray for them, O God, and for our nation to move forward, a nation built upon common sense, a nation built upon people talking together and working together, not always agreeing, but listening to each other and looking for the common good. So that's our prayer, O God, and hear our silent prayers in this moment. We always ask, O God, that our prayers will be backed up by our actions in the coming week as we share the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And in that spirit, let's bless God with the bringing of our gifts. And gracious God, may these gifts we bring be simply a symbol of our commitment to ministry, the great heritage of this church, and be with it in the future, we ask, as it moves forward in exciting ways. So bless these gifts, and may they touch the lives of other people. Amen.
Back through the years when I go wandering once again, back through the seasons of my youth, I recall the box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put those rags to use. There were rags of many colors, and every piece was small. I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She wrote my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read, about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Though we didn't have much money, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches, holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I started off to school. Just to find the children laughing, making fun of me in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Now I didn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them of the love my mama sewed in every stitch. All about the story mama told me, why she sewed, how my coat of many colors worth more than all their clothes. They didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see, one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Though we didn't have much money, I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Ain't just for me.
Just to refresh your minds, Joseph had many brothers, and they were jealous of him. And so one time when they were out in the woods, they kind of left them to be eaten by the lions. Some people came along and brought him to Egypt. And after some tough times there, he became a leader for Pharaoh. And when a hard time came upon the Israelites, they all went to Egypt and were helped there by Joseph. So that's the story. Rick would know exactly how many times we've done this service, but every time we do the service, we have this song by Dolly Parton in it, because it seems to me so able to capture what we're going through today. It's a story about a poor girl who is made fun of because of the clothes she wears. And that's still going on today, that people are judging people by their clothes, by the color of their skin, by whatever differences they have in opinions. And that's something we need to deal with in our country and all over places. And we're very fortunate that someone comes along, this man we call Jesus. And we could discuss a lot of different things about Jesus, but I'm utterly convinced that Jesus knows no color or no race or any discrimination of any kind. And I'm also convinced he's clearly on the side of the poor. But those are issues we need to think about. But this song reminds us that there's still greed in the world. There's still people who say, I want all the apples on the tree. And there's still people who say, it's mine, mine, mine. Why should I share any of my stuff? I worked hard for it. Let other people work hard for it and get it. And it just doesn't work that way in a common society. So the song reminds us, I think, that we have this faith, a faith that can open doors for us and expand us and deepen our lives. And it's really all based upon one simple phrase, amazing grace. Now let us go forth in this Pentecost season, aware of the Spirit of God in our lives that enables us to do great things. Go then to be people of love and justice and mercy. And may God always be with you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just be seated. You think I always change the end of the service, but I've asked Rick if he might sing again, Closer Walk with Thee.
I am weak, thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Satisfied as long as I want. no more. Guide me gently, save me, oh, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Daily walking close to